In 2017, the AU appointed Edwin Egede, Professor of International Law and International Relations at Cardiff University, to an expert panel tasked with improving the Charter. The AU was concerned that although 35 members signed it, they just didn't see the point of the deal. It's a concern that remains valid, says Egede.
Maybe there's too much focus on only the oceans and the seas, and that in a way basically alienates landlocked states because
he says the Lomé Charter, although currently dead in the water, is still Africa's best hope of establishing a blue economy, defined by the World Bank as the sustainable use of ocean resources for economic growth, improved livelihoods, and jobs. In the African context, says Egede, this definition is too limiting.
And I think one of the strategies personally I feel that would be helpful is if we're clearer in terms of the point that the African blue economy is not just limited to certain states that are coastal states. The African blue economy is meant to benefit all African states.
The charter aims to develop industries such as fishing, shipbuilding, and tourism on all African waterways, whether coastal or inland. Yet, says Egede, it's nowhere close to being implemented.
When we look at, for instance, the agreement establishing the African Continental Free Trade Area, that agreement was adopted in 2018. By 2019, the required ratifications to bring it into force has been obtained 1 year.
The professor believes the AU has failed to communicate the potential advantages of the Lomé Treaty. For example, states don't see how revamped ports could spark more efficient trade. Instead, most African countries appear worried that if they ratify the accord, they won't have the resources needed to live up to its conditions, such as bigger investments in certain industries.
When you ratify a treaty, there are certain obligations, and if you don't feel that you're benefiting as a state, there might be a reluctance in terms of ratifying the treaty.
It's 4 years now since Egede helped draw up annexes to the charter that highlighted its developmental aspects.
To be honest, I, as a member of the ad hoc group, I don't know how far it's progressed. And to date, we still have not been able to finalize that. And I think that's very key in terms of encouraging more ratifications.
If the treaty is ever to be fulfilled, he says it must be better organized. Communication is key, says Egede.
Things are happening out there, but we really don't have information about it. And sometimes I go for different events, and basically you see duplication of efforts. You have a feeling when you get to an event that at another event somewhere we had discussed this. So why are we discussing it again and not taking it forward?
Egede says talk is important, but only when it causes action.
And there's a need for a high-level body that can coordinate things and basically shepherd everyone in that direction we want to go. Like, there are things we can obviously borrow from what we see out there. The European Union, for instance, has a Department of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. And when we look at that, we see it's really important. They're able to coordinate the approach of the European Union. So we really need that in terms of the African Union.
The Lomé Charter is supposed to spark cooperation in combating piracy, illegal fishing, human and drug trafficking, and preservation of the marine environment. But most of the continent's waterways remain as uncontrolled as ever. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.